This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. After declining to expand Medicaid coverage this year, the Missouri House has passed a bill that would create a committee to study the issue next year. The House passed the measure 133-27 yesterday. It would create a joint committee of House and Senate members to look at ways to transform the state's Medicaid program. The committee would begin at the end of the current session until the 2015 session start in January. Governor Jay Nixon called for lawmakers to expand coverage for 260,000 adults starting in 2014. The Republican-led legislature rejected that appeal numerous times and abandoned plans for an alternative proposed earlier this month. The bill now heads to the Senate. The Missouri House has passed yet another bill that would expand the rights of gun owners and reduce the role of the State Department of Revenue. Marshall Griffin reports.
The bill's main purpose is to move the entire concealed carry application process from the Revenue Department to county sheriff's offices, but it would also allow K-12 schools to appoint armed protection officers. That provision sparked a sharp disagreement between Democrat Stacey Newman of St. Louis County and Republican Wanda Brown of Barton County.
The presence of a handgun around children increases the chances of someone getting hurt or dead.
People like you have fought for years to make those gun-free school zones. So if you want to talk about shameful, maybe you need to look in the mirror.
The bill now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Legislation that would overhaul Missouri's criminal code has received first-round approval in the Missouri House. It would create a new class of felonies and give judges more flexibility in handing down sentences. During debate today, the sponsor, Republican Stanley Cox of Sedalia, gave an example of where he says changes are sorely needed.
Involuntary manslaughter under our present law, such as a drunk driver killing someone, and the offense of forgery is exactly the same punishment. This code changes it to make manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, a C felony, punishable up to 10 years. Forgery would stay the same up to 7 years.
Issues that could have caused controversy were left out of the bill in the interest of getting it passed this year. It needs one more vote before moving to the Senate. Leaders in that chamber have said there's probably not enough time to properly review and pass a criminal code this year. The Missouri Senate has again passed legislation curbing tax breaks for developers while creating new incentives for exporters and high-tech industries. A bill approved 22-11 today eases off a Senate version of a tax credit overhaul passed earlier this year, but still leaves a large gap to be resolved with House members. The Senate version would cap tax credits for the renovation of historic buildings at $70 million annually, about half the current limit. The House version would make little change to the current gap. The two chambers are similarly far apart on tax credit limits for the development of low-income housing. Both versions would create new incentives for international exports at airports, computer data centers, and investors in high-tech businesses. Lawmakers have until May 17th to resolve differences. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.